Boy Talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast.
Happy day.
Happy day. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Well, I'm Vicky Barcelona. Over there is Taryn.
Hi.
And we also have the lovely Kiana.
Hello.
How you doing, Kiana?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. How can people get in contact with us if they want?
If you want to reach out to The Broadcast, our phone number is 253-271-9343. You can shoot us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we have Facebook and Twitter, so you can catch us there as well. We have Melissa and Sarah posting on there often.
Yes, we are very hip.
Hip as in I broke my hip.
Yes.
Yes, we're old. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am.
Yeah,
I've been feeling pretty old. I'm 26. I've been feeling kind of old lately. Yeah. It starts
to catch up with you at some point. I think, like, you know, college, I thought I was completely, like, indestructible and invincible.
Yeah.
And then every year it's like, things hurt more. Mm-hmm.
It's like I have a drink with dinner and the next day I have a headache.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just always, like, my back hurts. Oh, so I've been doing a lot of, like, running around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I went over to bend over to pick something up. And I did one of the old people, like, you know, like when you bend, it just hurt and you just immediately grasp your lower back and you just
and then
walking
you
away.
Around.
I'm like, oh God. So I had to stand up.
This is how it ends.
It's like, this is how I die. But I had to like kind of walk around completely straight for a while. And if I needed to bend over, I had to like squat down to grab anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm in need of a massage. That's why I've been feeling kind of old lately. Mm-hmm. And then I also found this article on uprocks.com. Which, you know, they have a bunch of random stuff. And it was written by a guy named John Huger. And it caught my eye because it's titled, Is the World Ready for Its Next Nirvana Moment?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And just that in itself kind of, like, if you think about it, there's not a lot of new rock that's coming out that is mainstream. And, like, that made me feel old. Like, I think I saw Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory is celebrating its 15th anniversary this year.
Yes, oh, wow. Which is really crazy.
Yeah, do you remember listening to that album? Like how?
Oh, yeah,
like, you
in know, high school. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of LP back in the day.
Oh, they were like my, what is it? My what do they call those drugs? Your intro drugs.
Oh yeah,
they're my intro.
Your
drug.
Gateway drug.
My gateway drug mm-hmm. to rock and roll. Like mm-hmm. them and Evanescence, Trapped, Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle. They were my little my gateway drug to rock and roll, and I've never looked back.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that there has been a severe lack of that. Like, Linkin Park used to be played on top 40 stations.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All these Trapped was on top 40s. When Headstrong came out, I remember being 14 and freshman in high school listening to that, like, every day, just pumped up for school. Just like, yeah.
I'm going to go rock this school, man.
It's like, Headstrong, I'll take you out. But there's not a whole lot out right now. Like,
no, it's really crazy.
I mean, yeah. Like, in this moment, but even then, they're not mainstream. A lot of people, even rock fans, maybe don't know who they are love them.
I love them, too. And we've played them on KISW a few, like, a couple songs. And it never really took off the way I'd hoped it would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from like, the back end. People just, it was very unfamiliar. Not a lot of people were familiar with in this moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can only shove it down people's throats so much. And but yeah, that was just one of those bands where I'm like, whoa, why aren't people loving in this moment? Because I really love them. And then especially seeing them live.
Oh, yeah.
They put on such an incredible show. I mean, it's Maria Brink is a goddess.
A goddess and freaking genius. Mm-hmm. She just knows how to like take on that stage and keep you captivated. I call her the Lady Gaga of rock. Because
she
Lady
really
Gaga is very eccentric. And she, you may not like Lady Gaga's music, but you have to admit she's going to put on a visual show.
Well, and she's, you know. She's a very talented musician on top of that. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga is like, she can play instruments.
She can sing.
She's not just like some random pop star. Like, she has actually got skills.
And she writes her stuff.
A nice repertoire.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, go listen to her singing The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard that?
No.
And she's homies with Tony Bennett. Like, when Tony Bennett gets, like, they are best friends. Together,
you guys talk real quick. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, she's pretty talented. So Lady Gaga is actually one of my, like, true weaknesses.
Really? Lady Gaga.
Yeah, very, very guilty pleasure of mine. Mm-hmm. Brad and I, when we went to Leavenworth a couple months ago, I made him listen to a full Lady Gaga album.
Oh, no.
And then I kind of looked over and I was like, are you doing okay? He was like, we might need to switch it up. We might need to not listen to any more Lady Gaga.
That's enough.
So then I put in, you know, some Rush or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's one of those artist that I really respect because she does write her own music. She plays her own instruments. Like she's like respected in the musical community.
I mean, you might think she's eccentric and weird, but you know, she's got game. She's got talent, and she works hard, and you can tell. Like, and even me with like Taylor Swift, I hate Taylor Swift, but I respect the fact that she writes her own music. Yeah. You know, and all that. Like,
she writes bad music, in my opinion. But
she's writing it. She's doing it. Good on her.
Like, it's funny because they'll show sometimes like, you know, how many producers were on a song or an album or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of these like ridiculous songs that have like three words, it's like 14 people wrote that song.
Yeah, it's like,
and then you look at, you know, speaking of Nirvana, like they wrote and did all their own songs.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, all that.
And like Smells Like Teen Spirit is considered the number one best song of the 90s.
Yeah.
And they didn't need 14 people to write that song.
And even like our freaking title song, like Who Run the World? Like it's like 14, same thing. Like I saw like Freddie Mercury, like Queen, like one of their songs with Beyonce's, and she has so many people who just wrote this very repetitive song. Is it catchy? Yes, it is. Is. But it's like I have more respect for the people that put in that hard work and put in like their talent.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally with you 100%.
20 people's talent.
Like if you're actually trying and you don't have to outsource everything to make an album or a song, because then you have my respect.
Because the feeling is there. You can sense it. It's a lot different. So here's a quick little bit of Lady Gaga doing the Sound of Music. Sound of Music. This is her singing. With songs they have sung. Yeah.
And you know who she kind of sounds like sometimes, especially when she's doing more like musical songs and things like that? She sounds like Barbara Streisand a little bit.
I can see it.
And I'm a big fan of Babs. So, big fan of Babs.
I'm a Bette Midler gal myself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just those big voices where they're.
It's very powerful.
It's like almost like a character, you know? Yeah. Like they're just fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, say what you will about Lady Gaga. She's got the skills. Yeah.
Girl's got the pipes.
So freaking good on her. I love her.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like this article does talk about like how in the 2000s, you listen to rock radio and every 5 minutes, you know, you got all this other post-grunge rock, it's what they called it. But then, you know, you also get bands kind of like, you know, your Nickelback and stuff, which at the time they were huge. They were popular and widely loved. Who here is not going to admit that they did not like Nickelback in their heyday?
I probably listened to one of their songs that I thought was cool at one point.
Yeah.
But I never really jumped on the Nickelback bandwagon.
Like, I think I was in middle school when I heard my first one, and I can't remember what it is.
Hated it.
You hated it from the beginning? Okay,
well, I think there was one song that I liked, but I can't remember what it was called. But we played them on KISW back in the day, not that long ago.
Just
a few years ago.
I just don't like that voice. I don't like his voice. Yeah. I just don't. Dig it. So
it's a little whiny for me.
No. What was the song? Wasn't Fly. No, I don't know. I'll see if I can find the one. Oh, there's an actual article that came out in 2011. Top 10 greatest Nickelback songs.
Oh, God. Is there a top 10?
10 is Photograph. Photograph, I will admit, I use.
Which
for
one
my,
is that one?
Look at this photograph!
I don't know if I know that song.
How do you not know that song?
Because I'm old and lame.
This one, okay, hold on.
We play, or we, did we play?
We used to play it a lot.
It was in rotation, Photograph.
I used to, so my senior year project.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
So my senior project, we had to do this thing called, who are we, what do we want, where are we going, where are we going and how we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And everyone else made their little PowerPoints and, you know, made little poster boards. And I'm just like, no, I know how to make videos. I'm going to make a video.
Cool.
So I did, video of my family and, just, us hanging out at the house, me driving my car, my little Honda Civic, and hanging out with my friends and showing shots of all my friends, and I put this song, so it's kind of nice.
Sentimental.
So. Nine Bird of the Crown.
Oh, Nickelback. Nickelback.
I got another one here.
What's this one?
Someday.
Oh, yeah.
One up like this.
Okay, this is the one I know. This is the one I know.
There's another one.
This is so embarrassing. I feel like I'm losing cred right now. A lot of cool points being lost right now.
Rockstar is number one.
Which one is that one?
Oh, it's not popping up on here, yeah.
We played this one too, yeah.
I'll play that one in a sec. But
you know what song? When I hear Rockstar, I'm going, so you want to be a rock superstar, live large, big house.
This is the middle school song. This is what got me.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one too.
Like a white man. sick of without a sense of feeling, and this is how.
Oh my God! They did have some catchy ass stuff.
Yeah. Whoa. See, like, as much as you hated them, they did make stuff that made people want more, and they wouldn't have kept making more music if people weren't buying it.
Yeah.
You know what I really? Oh, this is middle school listening to this on the bus on the way to school. Oh, God. This is like, I was too poor for CDs, so I used to like cassette it up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I had a Walkman forever. Mm-hmm. But like, what year was that for you?
I mean, that was middle school for me. I mean, actually, you know, my first two CDs I ever bought, no judgment, as if I'm already not being judged enough today, singing Nickelback. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
That's a great album.
Bought that with my own money. I think I was 11 maybe or 12. And, Gangsta's Paradise.
Nice.
But I was always a cassette girl, and I was always a radio listener. Like, I would sit there and I would request my songs, and then I would just hover over, you know, the play and record button, wait for your song.
We have a
and it was the best.
Do you have any of your old cassettes? I think we have a cassette player somewhere around
here. My mom, I was at my parents' house last night, and she found a mixtape that her best friend made her, and it was like Lauren's Mix 94. I was like, we have to figure out how to play this.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
I want to know what's on that.
Because I have, I think I still have some of my cassettes that I used to burn too, and I think like Eminem's Without Me's on there.
Oh my God.
That's the only one I remember, because I remember that that the DJ at the time like cut into the song. I'm like, shut up.
I know, and now I do that for a living where I'm like, oh, I'm the one I hated. You know, like, stop talking over the intro, man.
I'm like, but you don't ever talk over the words, so that's okay.
No, as long as you don't walk over the words, you're good.
But a little bit more on this article since we kind of got sidetracked with embarrassing stuff. But yeah, it's like chances, like if in the 2000s, because that's when I listened, I was like in sixth grade in 2001. No, yes. 2000-2001 school year, yes.
In sixth grade.
Because in September, because I remember September 11 happened in seventh grade. So yeah, so 2001-2002 was seventh grade for me. Yeah, so around that time, early 2000s was when I was listening to kind of little bits of this, like Nickelback, Creed. As again, it's one of those bands that like everybody loved at the time, but now everyone makes fun of. And that's like, you know, in this article even says, like, Nickelback has become the go-to punchline when we talk about this era, as well as when we talk about like the bad guitar-based music in general. But the truth is, it wasn't just them. So you also have like Seether, Theory of the Dead Man, like their music then.
Yeah.
Because I know Seether and stuff has come out with new stuff, which is awesome. Oh,
yeah. They did this, the latest album is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hinder. Definitely.
Oh God,
Wings of, or was it Lips
too.
Or Lips of an Angel? Or was it Wings
with
of
the Lips of an Angel? Oh, yeah.
Sabine Abel, Shinedown, but I love Shinedown.
I never really got into like the newer Shinedown per se, but this the latest album that they put out, I really dug. Like, I remember when we first listened to Cut the Cord, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then every time I listened to it, I was like, I like it more. I like it more. Now I really love that song.
Mm-hmm. We have Default, Trapped, and countless others that kind of fall into the same category. So, like, and this is kind of taking a shot at rock radio. It's like it's become a monolithic of a seemingly infinite number of bands entirely indistinguishable from each other. And the end result of this was the most listeners tuned out. So, like, a lot of this kind of does sound similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some songs I think are Nickelback and they're not.
Oh, yeah.
But it's what we refer to today as mainstream rock is completely and entirely irrelevant, since indie bands were capable of topping the charts without any airplay, and at award shows, rock was largely ignored. So you get your occasional Green Day or Fall Out Boy performance here and there, but for the most part, we don't really have anything.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like that's completely and totally true. And
it's true.
Yeah.
You know, actually, for the Emmys this year, you know, Foo Fighters were nominated for several Emmys for the Sonic Highways series.
Yeah.
And I think they won a few of them, which is fantastic, but they were actually slated to play. But then the producers, the people that were putting on the Emmys, wanted to dictate what songs they were to play.
Yeah.
And Foo Fighters said, F you, we're going to pick what we want to play. And they said, okay, never mind.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I mean, totally, like, I think so too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to pick my songs. You know, like, I think if someone's going to perform, they should get to pick what they're going to perform.
But that's like even like, because that's the one thing I hate about when I was born. I was born in 89. So I was too young to appreciate all this awesome music.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to hear it until I was already a teenager adult.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like that's what rock was like when the grunge era hit. And like after the grunge era, it was about, I don't care. This is how I feel. And I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
Now it's almost not to sound like one of those people, but it's like, we're going to tell you how to feel.
Yeah.
So here's a bunch of stuff that has, you know, scientifically, you know, proven catchy themes. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think BJ also mentioned once on air, I don't remember how long ago, that maybe we're just living in a happier time. Like, grunge isn't, like, we're not so angsty.
Well, grunge was pretty depressing. Like, yeah. I mean, it really was. And there was a lot of, like, serious drug use that was mm-hmm. in that music community as well. And so there was just a lot of sadness. But I think a lot of people could relate to that because yeah. we've yeah. all had those, like, the lows in our life. Oh, yeah. And I think it was just one of those things where you could kind of grab onto it and be like, yeah, man, I'm having a bad day and I don't care.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering, like, statistically, like, how is drug use more prevalent then than it is now? Are we just, like, I feel like cigarettes, like, teenagers are smoking a lot less cigarettes now than, like, ever before, like, back in the 80s and whatever. Yeah. Like, you don't really hear about it too much. You still get your anti-tobacco campaigns sure. and stuff, but... From what I've read and stuff, it seems like it's not so prevalent.
Well, I think that the heavy drugs community has changed a uh-huh. lot. Like, you know, if you go like decade to decade, like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like
oh, yeah.
it was a different drug of choice mm-hmm. almost every single decade. Like oh, yeah. the 80s was like cocaine time, you know. Yeah. 90s was, especially in the grunge community, it was really into heroin.
Heroin.
But, you know, heroin, they were doing that at, you know, Woodstock and stuff
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's
so.
Been around.
But heroin has always been a thing. But it was, I think, for the grunge community, that it was a very heavily heroin mm-hmm. influenced
sedated.
Yeah.
Just like you need that music to kind of help you escape.
Well, and you can just hear the pain mm-hmm. in some of those, you know, yeah. the singers' voices, like Layne Staley for sure.
Oh, God,
I mean,
yeah.
God, it's like he had such an incredible voice, just beautifully haunting, and they could do these harmonies in Alice in Chains that just, you know, it made you get the chicken skin, the goosebumps.
Yeah.
But then you know that he was just having the worst time, and he was really severely addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It seems today just everything's a little bit more prepackaged and commercialized.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's definitely affecting the quality of the music that comes out.
They're
easier to just package a band up, try it out, and if it doesn't work, then they're doing
less and less.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
Nirvana had more soul and more heart.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains had that.
And even complicated lyrics, like mm-hmm. in the sense of, like, you know, angry chair, like, what does that mean? You listen to the lyrics, and even though you don't understand exactly what an angry chair is, you understand what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I first heard Angry Chair, I'm like, what? Like, I don't get
sitting
it.
Sitting on an angry chair.
Yeah, totally. And it is one of those things, like, you know, I've never been a heroin addict, so I can't relate mm-hmm. to being a heroin addict. But we love the songs that were written by yeah. people that were strung out on heroin.
But it's because we've all had our lows in our life. It's
yeah.
like, if you haven't had a low in your life, then are you a robot? Like,
oh, yeah.
We've all had that bad point when we can't say, oh, you know, whether it's something really awful happened to your family or you personally, yeah. or even if it's something that other people might consider minor, as long as you, like, it's that same pain. You still feel that pain. Mm-hmm. So that's how people kind of understand this kind of thing. But something I like what this article was saying, and as I was reading it, I kept pointing out, like, oh, I'm thinking of these bands, and this article is listing all the bands yeah. I was thinking of before I even read it. But it's like alternative rock has been gradually making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, there's so many like genres of rock.
Yeah.
And we're actually starting to play a little bit more variety, which I love.
Yeah.
Some people might not be fully on board with it. But, like, I feel like the 90s are starting to kind of make a comeback a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, 90s rock. But, like, I'm really digging all this alternative rock. Like, we were talking before the podcast, like, Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats and mm-hmm. his song S.O.B.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Son of
Get
a bitch.
Get me a drink.
But it's just, like, his voice is so raspy, and I feel like there still is pain in there, and I feel like we're slowly going to start seeing maybe, like, this guy's right. Maybe we are ready for our next...
For something new. And you know, it's one of those things, like, there are a few rock stations in the country that are actually playing that song.
Yeah.
And I don't know if KISW listeners are ready for that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I like it. I think it's a great song.
It's such a throwback. It's so heavy in gospel, which, you know, there's,
like,
bluesier, nothing else that sounds
like
that.
Bluegrassy kind
yeah.
of...
Yeah. And, like, you know, we started playing the Congos, Come With Me.
Yeah.
There's a freaking accordion in that song. So I think it's good. I think it's nice. And for me personally, I'm a self-proclaimed mm-hmm. music snob. Like, I've always been a music snob. But I have really softened and started to open my mind and open my heart to other types of mm-hmm. music that 10 years ago I would have been, like, given the
You're
finger
like, no
to.
Way. Yeah.
I would have never listened to it 10 years ago. 10 years ago I would have, like, thrown a tantrum.
And that comes with age, too.
I think it does.
I mean, I was talking with you about that earlier, about how I was very snobbish about my music.
Oh, my gosh,
And I still kind of am to a degree, but I'm willing to give it more of a shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's certain things I just can't deal with. But.
And that Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, I played that for some friends in the car the other night, and then one of them messaged me and was like, what was that band you played? Like, so it's cool that people are jumping on board with something that's different and unique. And if you listen to any radio station, that's going to be the only song that sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's very distinguished, distinguishable.
It stands out.
In comparison to anything else. Like, no one's going to confuse that with any other artist.
No.
The one thing I'm finding really, really awesome right now is I'll listen to, like, whatever sister stations, The End, with my dad. Sometimes we're in the car and, you know, you're skipping through, you know, you go back and forth. Sometimes you want a little this, you want a little that. And he's like, wow, some of this music that's coming out right now on The End reminds me of stuff I listened to when I was younger. This kind of has a disco vibe. And for the life of me, I cannot remember what the song was that has that disco vibe.
Oh,
it's on The End.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking
about. Well, there's some songs that they're playing right now that almost have like a 60s psychedelic sound.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I think that's really cool. I like when people like dig into the past and genres that haven't really been relevant in four decades.
Yeah, you hear a little bit of that influence
and they bring
in there
that back. Yeah. And I think that's awesome. Like, I'm a huge fan of that. I'm also a total classic rock junkie, so anytime anyone busts out
anything classic,
anything that sounds remotely classic rock, I get really excited.
A big
thing that I really miss is like, there's no big guitar solos anymore.
No.
It's a 3.5 minute song, and that's it. You might get a little, you know, funky intro or something like that, but there's no break in the middle of the song for the guitar solo.
Because they gotta, you know, package it right.
Yeah.
They gotta fit those time
and
slots.
And that I miss a lot. And that's, you know, maybe that comes from my classic rock, you know, background
and
whatever.
Back in the day, yeah.
But I miss that, you know.
I mean,
some of the Zeppelin and Pink Floyd guitar solos are, you know, the Rush guitar solos, all of that. Like, you know, it's a good 3 minute solo, but that doesn't sound great, against all the other music sometimes, you know?
Well, people's attention spans just are shorter. They just don't want to sit and listen to it all.
Totally.
I want to see more with instruments. I want to see your skill. I want to see the talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm kind of wanting to see.
I want to have my socks knocked off.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the song I was thinking of. It's from Saint Motel. It's called My Type.
Yes, this is it.
My dad's like, this sounds like disco, and he started playing me disco. I'm like, no, Dad, no, it's okay.
You're just my type.
But I like, it is a fun song. It makes you want to dance. It makes you...
We're all dancing right now.
Right?
Just my time.
But it does. Like, even the music video is like a 60s, 70s era vibe. Like, everyone's dressed that one.
That's super cool.
But I'm just thinking of like lounge singer, like somebody...
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you guys seen The Blues Brothers?
Oh, a million times.
I love that movie. But like, when they go and they try to get the rest of the band and they're all kind of in that velvety place.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I pictured when I heard the song for the first time. Someone just kind of singing to like a velvet, like a reddish crushed velvet suit or whatever.
Yes.
The DB going down.
Yeah. With like the ruffles and stuff.
Yeah.
Almost like a prom. Oh, like that's... I love it. Like, let's reach in. Let's kind of get creative. Like, you know, I guess like everyone complains that we have run out of creativity now because all our movies, for example, are, you know, either remakes,
Jurassic World, or
sequels. Like, we don't have our copies from books. There's not a lot of original ideas. And it's funny because a lot of the original ones are the ones that end up flopping. Like Jupiter Ascending. Did you guys ever hear about that one? Had Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum. Mm-hmm. And it was done by the Wachowski siblings, which they did The Matrix.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yeah.
Big fan of The Matrix.
I mean, Jupiter Ascending was beautiful. Like, you saw it on the big screen. It was gorgeous. They took you through space, the costumes, everything, the creatures. Gorgeous. The story sucked.
Oh, really?
Just awful story. But, you know, I honestly... Well,
visually stunning, but... Left.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but it was an original story. Like, I mean, it was a different idea in the sense of like, okay, this chick is a descendant of this queen from space. Like, she just kind of reincarnated on Earth and she was just, you know, it's kind of a cool idea, but they made it too much of a love story, which I think is the fault of a lot of movies nowadays. It's like, don't force the love.
Ugh,
because it's not going to work.
Like, is anyone getting like murdered? Because that's the movie I want to watch. And like, if there's like, a love story involved in that, then I'm
like, I mean, they kept trying to murder her, but it was just like the love story was just like, bam, 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 bam.
Like, enough.
Like, stop.
Enough love.
Side note, I'm not trashing on the Wachowskis because I love their series Sense 8, which we've played a clip before, I think, when gay marriage was legalized. That show is amazing. It's on Netflix. Go watch it. But yeah, it's like, we don't have, like, Sense8 is an original idea.
Yeah.
Like, I love original ideas, but that's, not, you know, like, let's do original, but you can take a little flavor from back in the day. Let's pay, I never say this word right. It's homage.
Homage. Mm-hmm.
Homage.
I like to say homage, but it's both ways. Yeah, and really? There's no wrong way to say it.
Okay, cool, because everyone makes fun of me for that, but... I would like to see a rock comeback, and I feel like we're almost there.
I think we're ready for it. I think people are hungry for it, and I know I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be its own new genre or something like that, but I'm just ready for people to step up their game a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see what we get. Or maybe it's people need to be cool with it, because anytime we get new rock, you'll get the people saying, oh, this isn't what I'm used to. It's like, no, crap. Yeah. It's not 10, 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. It's going to be a new rock. We need it.
Well, I remember I got a text into the radio station to 77999 from somebody after I played Sirius by Ghost. And he was like, what the hell is going on over there? This is not rock. You don't even know what you're doing.
What?
Someone should lose their job. And I was like, bro, are you talking about Ghost right now? Like, that's one of the coolest... Yeah. New sounding bands we've ever had. It sounds different than everything else on the radio.
And if you look at them, they're pretty freaking hardcore.
Yeah, they're amazing, and they're extremely talented musicians. And Dave Grohl one time dressed up as one of the Nameless Ghouls and played with Ghosts two or three years ago. Like, they're a really cool band, and I just told the guy, I'm like, man, I'm disappointed that you won't give them a chance, because I think you'd really like them. And that's a big thing. Like, people don't like new stuff or something that sounds different than what they're used to, but
or it might be too heavy.
We have to evolve.
Yeah. I'm totally up for some heavy, let's do some heavy stuff. Like, in this moment might even be considered metal, to some people.
Oh, I think so. We played on the Metal Channel.
On the Metal Channel, for sure. I want to hear it more on the Everyday Channel, where everyday people can listen to it on their commute, but it's not there yet. And it's like, we have, people think we're just picking the music we want to pick on the radio station. By the way, I have nothing to do with the music.
Me either.
So don't.
I have a little tiny bit to do with the music. Yeah, you help vote. Yeah. But I help vote.
Here's the thing, though.
And collect data.
Yeah, we collect data. And it's like, don't get mad at us if you're not listening to what, you want people to listen to, or other people are listening,
Well, and check your, if you aren't subscribed to the Rockaholic Club, you should, because we send out a music survey every single week.
Yeah.
And we have people vote on songs and listen to songs and, is this something that's familiar to you? And that's how we make decisions, and that's how songs either stay or go. If no one takes, and we do get a lot of people that take them, but we can always use more feedback. So more people should go check their email on Thursdays. I believe it's on Thursdays that you get that email, and you can, and I even go in and vote sometimes for myself, because I'm a listener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I work here, but I'm a listener,
And that's the thing that pisses me off. It's like, don't complain about something if you're not going to do something about it.
Yeah. Totally.
And it's simple. It's simple. Something super simple. Like, I just want to be able to go watch at least the clips on YouTube the next day of the VMAs and stuff. And I want to see the rock bands just killing it. I remember watching Evanescence doing a live performance at one of those shows years ago.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I think it was just when it wasn't Call Me When You're Sober. It might have been that when it just came out. So, this is a good 10 years ago for me. But I want to see them. I want to see them get nominated for awards. I want real rock. I want it to be a separation from indie rock to rock and rock.
I remember
on these award shows.
I don't know if you saw it, but I posted this article a couple months ago that was the 10, or no, it was maybe the 20 most crazy rock and roll moments in award show history. And it went back to the 70s up until now.
Oh, I think I do remember reading over that.
And it kind of is one of those things, when you watch it, you're like, hell yeah, man, rock and roll is crazy. But I also think that maybe it's those moments that kind of had rock get pushed out, because they were a lot of things that were extremely controversial.
That's true.
When Limp Bizkit won one of the awards, and I think it was Tim C from Rage Against the Machine
climbed up the scaffolding and was protesting
and he wouldn't come down. And
it's but now we have Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm like, well.
And then, Pearl Jam, they somebody sliced their hand open on stage. All these different things that happened in the rock community. And so maybe they got scared of the liability or whatever, because I guess we're a bunch of crazy, psycho drunks and whatever.
Yeah. But, Which is only half true.
But we as a community, I think, kind of got, I think there was a bad taste left in the mouths of producers and people that were involved in those award shows. I think that over time, Marilyn Manson, all these performances and things that I saw as legendary and groundbreaking, other people saw as something to be afraid of.
Yeah, you're right. You got a good point, especially with the Marilyn Manson aspect. I remember after Columbine, remember that whole thing with that? And that really, they went after rock music hard.
Big time. There have been many, many events and things that have been blamed on music.
Ozzy and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I had a couple other things planned for today, but I remembered I found this thing on Imgur. Have you guys heard of Imgur? It's kind of like the Reddit site.
Does it stand for something? What does it mean?
I don't know. It's like Imgur. It's pronounced Imgur. But I call it Imgur to this day. But somebody posted this. I will give credit to the Imgur user, Imgur, by a data usage. And they posted an awesome, like, keep that female talent coming.
Oh, yeah.
And they posted a lot of great female singers with the little clips. And there's one on here that he pointed out. And it's not in any particular order. There's no 1 through 10 or whatever. Halsey. And when I went to go see Imagine Dragons, Halsey performed. And she is, I think, only 18 years old. And
she's
incredible. And there's a song that she played. I think it was pretty new when they played it. And I freaking loved it. So let me see if... the only problem with music videos is you never know when the song starts.
Yeah. Because there could be a nice dramatic commercial. Intro.
Right. Come on.
Or a commercial.
It's not playing. Da la la.
I recently did...
keep talking.
I recently did one of my... you know how I do my Dude, It's the 80s at 8 or 90-something epic Facebook battles. Mm-hmm. I just put Lita Ford versus Nancy Wilson. Like, who's your favorite? You know, between the two of them, who do you like more as a guitar player? And it was one of the coolest... battles I've ever done because people are really passionate about these female rockers. Mm-hmm. You know, Lita was a little bit heavier, but like Nancy's super local, and you know, some of her guitar work was just amazing. And you know, Lita was buddies with Ozzy, and Lita was super freaking hot. And you know, so it was just really cool to see people respecting women in rock.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like really respecting women in rock.
Getting that excited
are,
about it.
Those are girls that I looked up to, like, and still look up to when I was a little tiny child, and now as a kind of grown up woman, I try to be a grown up. I'm trying to be a grown up.
A grown up child.
I try to pay my bills on time and stuff.
Well, so this is like the song New Americana by Halsey. And let me play it for you guys. Wrong button. All right, this is somebody else's cover. My bad.
JK.
Just kidding. But I'll read you a couple more on the list. We have Hailstorm, obviously, Lizzie Hale, which, by the way, I have to say, one of the nicest chicks I've ever met in my life.
Absolutely. She was one of those people that like wanted to ask other people how their day was.
No.
Yeah.
She was like, so how are you? What do you do here at the station?
You're like,
you know, when's your birthday? I mean, she just was asking me like really cool things that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had a buddy of mine, like his dream, like his one of his top favorite five bands is Hailstorm. So I'm like, look, they're gonna be in. I'm gonna pull the work card, like if you want to meet them, like, and he's gotten to meet them before briefly, and so he bought a guitar at a thrift store for like $50.
That's so awesome.
And he got him to sign, and he's hanging it up in his but they're so cool. They were talking with him, like he was just like old friend. But yeah, this is Halsey.
Biggie and Nirvana?
Yeah. Raised on Biggie and Nirvana. We are the new Americana. Young James Dean. Some say he looks
just like his father. I won't even act like I didn't listen to I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Right? I lied. She's 21, but she's still a baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been doing this for a while. She's an American artist, and she's been doing this since, like, writing since she was 17.
Good for her.
So it's like, this may not be rock, but she's doing her thing, and I freaking love it. But, like, I heard this song. It was, you know, when you hear a song, an artist for the first time, and it just gives you chills.
Yeah, you get that feeling in it.
Yeah, like, this song gave it to me.
Nice.
When we're high on legal marijuana, which I think that's our drug right now, like, because it's legal, and it's, you know, not bad for you, and it has so many great benefits that we're just now admitting to.
Yeah, like curing cancer.
Right? Absolutely.
Another one on this list, Ellie Goulding. You guys know of her?
My boyfriend's daughter thinks that I look like Ellie Goulding, which I've never had a doppelganger before, but she was like, oh my God, you look like Ellie Goulding. And she did show me one picture where I could see it, but then there's other times where I look at her and I'm like, I look nothing like her.
No, she has some great pipes, and again, it's more of that poppy feel, but it has almost like a techno-y EDM vibe to the music itself. But yeah, Ellie Goulding is pretty awesome.
Did you ever see when Jimmy Fallon did one of her songs for one of his karaoke battles?
No.
It was the goddamn funniest thing I've ever seen. Really? It was this song.
Burn. This song's Burn. Oh, man. Anything he does is awesome.
Fallon is awesome.
We have Paramore as well. Hayley Williams on the list. Flyleaf.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry, I'm like
gonna let it burn, burn, burn. We're gonna
let it burn. It's funny because my brother started listening to Ellie Goulding before I did.
Oh, yeah, go brother.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Flyleaf, right?
I don't know if I do. I know the name, but I can't think of what they sang.
She's actually, okay, let me pull up a song.
I don't think I've even ever heard of Flyleaf.
What?
I remember the name, but I don't think I could point them
maybe
out.
Maybe a song will...
So she is this tiny little girl, and it's actually a Christian band, believe it or not. When you listen to it, you're not going to believe it's a Christian. But their main song, the one I remember, is I'm So Sick. And it's not available.
I just want to remember that.
Flyleaf, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. She's this tiny little girl, and then the voice that comes out of this is
you're like, say what?
Ridiculous. And this is a Christian band, mind you. She's pretty awesome. I will break. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I don't remember it.
I will. Wow! She's this tiny little girl. She's like,
that's like, do you know the band Butcher Babies?
Yes.
Yeah. But Heidi and Carla, those two girls are like, they've got boobs, you know, popping out of their shirts. They're all taped up and they look super, they're sexy as hell. And then they get out there and they're like, like, where is that coming from? Or like OTEP or yeah. Kitty. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember my favorite Kitty song is like Brackish.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. But I love how itty bitty, like the music video, which it's not giving me the real music video. It's not available right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. She's just kind of like this skinny little, she almost looks like a little girl.
Oh my gosh.
She's just kind of doing her thing. But.
You know, another band that we are playing one of their songs, and you guys probably remember them from Pain in the Grass, is Stitched Up Heart.
Yes.
Mm. Oh God, what is the name of the song that we're playing now? I'm not even going to remember it. Oh God, what the hell is it called? I'm having
is
issues.
Is it Grave?
Nope.
In This, The Way You Get to Hell?
Nope.
Funhouse?
Nope. We just put it in rotation over the last couple weeks, but we loved them so much on the second stage at Pain in the Grass, the Another Century stage, and I'm so excited that we're playing their song. That the lead singer is Mixie.
Yeah. We're Alive, Frankenstein, Your Demise. Is This the Way You Get to Hell? Funhouse, Presidents, Felt, Bitter End, Finally Free, Grave.
Finally Free! I am finally free! Whoa, see, my voice doesn't go that high. I should stick to radio and not singing.
She has an In This Moment vibe.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. God, she's sexy.
She's very sexy.
Like the voice and just her presence.
And she's homies with Corey Taylor.
Nice. Oh, God, yeah. I need to download this song. Legally on iTunes.
Yes, exactly. I'm paying my money.
Mm-hmm. I give money to my band.
Yep. But it's awesome. I mean, for me, it's always so inspiring to see and hear women making music. And because it is really a male-run industry for the most part in the rock world. And they don't always get treated with the respect that they deserve.
And we've talked to Maria Brink from This Moment about
that.
Oh,
my God, She's amazing.
Another one, Imogen Heap. I didn't realize that it was a female singer. Do you guys know the band?
I know the name, but I don't know the band.
I got to wait for the ad to go. Skip him. 2-1. All right, skip ad. Shut up ad. I feel like it's more of a chill band.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're already home.
Party's over. I'm going to do some research on Imogen Heap. So good.
You find your way back down.
Okay.
It's a toe tapper. It's a real toe tapper.
Is an English songwriter and a singer and composer. Known for her work as part of a musical duo, Frou 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 Frou?
Frou Frou.
And her solo albums.
Yeah, they, you know, I think there's a lot more, there are many, many more female bands and female fronted bands in the alternative world, especially in the pop world.
Definitely.
But rock is like, they're sorely underrepresented.
Yeah.
So I think this, you know, if we can get more ladies like, you know, like Lizzie Hale and Maria Brink and, you know, those badass rocker ladies. I think that could be a big thing.
Yes. Nightwish is also on the
list. Oh, yeah. She's got the long black hair, right?
Yeah. Stop it. Regina Spektor.
Oh, yeah. She's a piano. Did she play piano? Or am I thinking of a different one?
I can't remember if she played piano. I think she might play also. I saw her open up for Tom Petty.
Oh, nice.
Great. She was awesome. Really dug her.
This chick?
Oh, this is from Orange is the New Black.
That's what that is. Yes. I was like, I know this song.
The animal. The animal. The animal. Trap, trap, trap till the cage is full. The cage is full.
We need to sing this for karaoke. Oh my god, I'm writing it down.
Count mistakes. The light was off, but now it's on. Searching underground.
I love Orange is the New Black, and it's not even going to be back until like June, which is so
What'd you think of this last season? A lot of people didn't like the last season.
I liked it because it gave a little bit more of like the background on the characters. Like you got to see more of why they are screwed up and how they ended up in jail and what mistakes they made in their lives.
But
so
it's,
I kind of liked it.
But a lot of people weren't liking, like, you know, the main character. And I'm not going to spoil this for anybody. And if you haven't watched it at this point, it's like, really? But I won't spoil it for you. Some of the characters you start off rooting for or you think are the victims or you're like, I want to see you succeed, are now the characters you want to punch in the freaking face.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then the characters you were like, oh my God, you're bat-ass insane. You deserve everything bad that's happened to you. But then when you learn more of their story and then you learn where they're headed, like from that point, there's like a turning point when they're in the prison and they're becoming a different person.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
God, well,
I'm rooting for you now, even though I hated you in the beginning.
So not only do I like Orange is the New Black, but I actually love Lock Up Raw. It's on like MSNBC, I think, and they go in and like actually interview prisoners and things like that. And anytime they're at a women's prison, I get really excited when it kind of feels like Orange is the New Black did a really goddamn good job of portraying, you know, the truth and some of these, you know, women that are, you know, getting access to rehabilitation. Maybe they were drug addicts. Like I saw last night, I was watching it. There was a gal that was withdrawing from heroin and like her roommate was so supportive of her and they do, you know, these meetings and, you know, it's just kind of cool to see that it's very, you know, I think Orange is the New Black has done a bang up job of you know, showing
real.
The truth and making it real.
Very cool.
Next on the list, The Pretty Reckless.
Oh, I love Pretty Reckless.
Taylor Momsen, Heaven Knows, is one of their top songs, which I think is hilarious that Taylor Momsen, wasn't she on Gossip Girl?
She was also a Cindy Lou Who.
Yes, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She was
Cindy Lou Who on The Grinch.
I've never heard of this. Daughter?
Mm-mm.
Elena Tonra, and the song is Youth, and it's not there anymore. Well, I see how it is.
Well, go women. That's all I have to say is go women.
Okay, well, we will skip that. You can find that.
I have a really good friend out of Bellingham named Julianne, and she is a female lead singer for a Rush tribute band.
Nice.
And then she also fronts this other band. God, what are they called? Like, oh, shoot, I can't even remember. But, I mean, she can cover Maiden. She can cover Zeppelin.
Awesome.
Like,
oh, wow.
She is a badass, and she can do Getty. Of Rush.
Nice.
Like, so Brad and I have on multiple occasions been like, oh my God, if we ever get married, we need to have a Rush tribute band play, and it needs to be Julianne's
band
because she can belt it out.
I almost want to have like a whole episode of like random, because we're all girls and we've all thought about weddings and stuff. Like, what would we like for a wedding? Because I thought
our crazy wedding episode.
Yeah, because I'm like, I would like a band theme. Like, I want a band to play music or karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Do band-a-roke-y.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Sleigh Bells is also on this list. Alexis Krauss, Adele, which you've all heard the new Adele song.
I just heard it for the first time this
earlier
morning.
Before. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
Garbage.
Oh yeah, Shirley Manson.
Yeah.
Amaranth. Elise Ridd. Never heard of her. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Grace Potter. Why do I know that name?
I don't know, but they have a link. Evanescence, for sure, on this list. I think it'd be a little weird if it wasn't. Is Grace Potter? It sounds like it might be more indie.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
And like I said, like the indie bands, the alternative community, there's so many more females than there are. Like, I mean, right now, if you turned into KISW, I think you would maybe hear like three bands that have a female lead singer, maybe.
Over. Yeah, it's just more room for them down there, I guess, you know?
I think there's just more of them, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not a...
Well, the industry's a little bit more willing to open up to them, to give them those
absolutely.
Shots.
I do like me some folky stuff, though. I've been really getting into that. Greta Salpeter? The Hush Sound. In This Moment, Maria Brain.
Yeah!
On this list. London Grammar. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Karen O?
Karen O.
Karen O.
Lacuna Coil is last.
Oh, yeah. Lacuna Coil. She dates the guy in... who does she date? She dates the bassist for Slipknot or something like that.
What?
That's
awesome. My favorite Lacuna Coil song was Heaven's a Lie. I remember I used to listen to that song on repeat so much back in the day. Boyfriend, hold on. Stop.
Where's No Doubt on this list?
Well, like, not really No Doubt anymore. It's just Gwen Stefani.
I know. Have you ever seen No Doubt live?
No.
They put on, honestly, one of the greatest...
Like the band? Yeah.
Yes, like amazing. Yeah. I've seen them, I don't know, 2-3 times.
Aww. She's been dating him... Well, this article came out in 2014, about a year ago.
Lacuna Coil and Slipknot?
Slipknot's Jim Root.
Yes, Jim Root.
10 years. Well, 11 years now.
Wow. And what's her name? She has like a weird... such as like an L.
Christina Scabbia?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
It starts with an L.
Except not.
Lacuna Coil is what made me think of the L.
I'm so dumb.
All right, do we have more time? Do we have a little more time? Do we still got some time. I have, where is it? 18 things unladylike women are effing sick of hearing.
Oh, mm-hmm. That ladylike women
that are unladylike. Mm-hmm. I like to think that we are pretty unladylike here.
I'm not very ladylike.
No.
I burped on the air the other night. I'm not even joking.
All right, and I love, because this is BuzzFeed, and they always put like a little GIF or a picture.
Yeah.
And sometimes they say funny things in the gifts. So number one is, why do you curse so much?
Oh God.
It's like, I would apologize, but I really don't give an F.
Yeah.
I wish I could actually swear though.
Sorry, not sorry.
But I also don't want to edit, so.
Yeah.
Number two, burping and farting isn't very classy. It's like,
according to what?
Yeah. I'm like,
according to who? Compared to what?
Like, okay, I guess I'm not classy. I've never said I was.
Mm-mm.
Number three, laughing and snorting so loudly isn't very polite.
I can laugh and snort as much as I damn well
Dude,
please.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that means you're having fun if you're like,
if you're laughing so hard you're snorting. Yeah.
Dude, or if you're like not laughing at things, then you just kind of look like, you know, you don't know how to
fuck. Like a bump on a log.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A buzzkill.
Gross. Number four. Gross. You really shouldn't be showing off your legs if you aren't going to shave. Like, I don't care.
It's the winter.
Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, if you have hairy legs and you want to wear short shorts in the summer, I don't care. I personally like to shave, and I don't like it when I'm all stubbly because I don't like the feeling.
But to each their own.
But to each their own. Number five, why are you so damn sarcastic all the time?
I speak sarcasm fluently.
Yes. Yeah, F off. Number six, I'm surprised you ordered a beer instead of a fruity drink.
Oh my God, I am totally a beer girl.
See, I'm not, but... I like myself some shots or some tequila and stuff, but
I'll drink anything. Let's be serious, but
like being honest here,
is of an alcohol but percentage.
If I mean, like, you know me, I'm a brewery girl, so I love breweries.
Girl,
and, yep, my IPAs.
All right, next number seven. You really shouldn't slouch so much, dear.
Look at my posture right now.
I know, we're all like hunched over.
It's Monday. You're never going to get a man if you keep sharing your opinion so blatantly. Cool, then I don't want him.
Yes, he's not worthy.
Not being able to cook is seriously unattractive. Okay, who here can cook, by the way?
I can.
Okay.
I cook a lot. I cooked dinner this morning because, you know, I work nights, so to cook dinner in the morning. So this morning I made a filet of salmon with roasted zucchini and carrots.
Ooh. What is that salmon last night?
It's delicious.
Mm. I'm making some fajitas later today.
Ooh.
Watch me be all beaner. I could say it, I'm Mexican. I'm really Mexican, so if I offended somebody, I don't think I care. Moving on.
Deal with it.
But I mean, some guys love to cook, and some girls love to cook.
Brad cooks for me.
But like, if a girl doesn't know how to cook, it's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. Like, if, you know, we don't get mad at guys when they don't know how to fix a
car. There's some days where I just want to order a damn pizza, and I do.
Or walk over and get Pan Express or Dick's Burgers like I did last night and ordered an extra one for breakfast this morning.
I love Dick's Burgers.
Cold Dick's Burgers for breakfast.
Nothing wrong with that.
Except it's not good for the thighs. Number 10. I can feel it. Real ladies keep their legs closed while sitting in public. My mom always try to hammer this down. I do not sit like a lady at all. I'm usually just like legs sprawled out or just like my feet up on counters. And I'm also short. So if there's a coffee table or something, I put my feet up because I don't like my feet dangling off the couch.
Well, then your legs go numb.
Yeah. Like I need to have my feet. Oops. Up. Keep hitting equipment here. But I'm not very ladylike.
See, I naturally am a leg crosser, but like a lot, like even when I'm in my office chair, sometimes I'm sitting like cross-legged, crisscross applesauce, or I'll have like one leg up and one leg down. Like I don't always sit like pretty, but I also like to cross my legs. Like I almost always have one crossed, and not on purpose, just because it feels nice. I don't know. Yeah. Is that creepy?
No, yeah. I'll cross my ankles.
It feels really good.
I'll cross my ankles sometimes. I don't really like putting my legs over each other.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable to me. I'll sit on my knees.
They say it's not good for you either because it's like it cuts off
circulation
in blood vessels and stuff.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Mm. But I'm doing it anyway. I do what I want.
You do what you want.
I do what I want.
This one applies to me if you guys have ever heard me sneeze. It's like, how can such a big sneeze come out of someone so little? Like, I am not like a choo person. I'm like, like it's a full on thing. So that's I have to I hold it in.
Brad and I, our sneezes should almost be switched.
Oh, really?
Because he has like, I mean, his is like
very dainty.
It's more of a dainty sneeze, and mine are like, you know, gonna blow the house down.
Number 12, real ladies don't challenge men ever. I think I remember hearing that growing up, some of the older Mexican ladies in the community, and I'm just, I remember being like 15, like
just, you're wrong.
I'm staring at them like, I'm not going to fight with you because I have no backup here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys are stupid. And 13, we will love this one. Getting a tattoo will ruin your precious skin.
Oh my God. We actually had this conversation at the dinner table last night with my grandma. And I have my family crest tattooed, and my grandma thinks it's beautiful, but she also like prefers people. I was the only one in the whole room that has tattoos, and I don't even have any that like really
are
show.
Visible, yeah,
but yeah, my family's pretty anti-tattoo. Yeah.
Next one, ladies who say they like playing sports are so fake.
What?
I played soccer for 9 years.
Me too.
Not to say I liked it, but because I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, so shut up. If anybody ever were to say that to me, like, I don't follow the soccer, like, stats or sports. Like, I don't watch it on TV, but I do. Like, if I do watch it, I find it very entertaining and it makes me want to play. But,
yeah. My sister still plays on a, like, a co-ed soccer team.
Mm-hmm. It's just. It's,
and she's 28.
Yeah.
You know, there are some sports that are, like, lifelong sports.
Do you guys play any or did play?
I played soccer. I was horrible at basketball, but I tried. I was horrible at volleyball, but I tried. I was a swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
So swimming and soccer were kind of my two things.
Kiana?
And cheerleading.
Oh my God, you're a cheerleader. Oh my God.
So embarrassing.
I think I pretty much did it all as a kid. I did swim team, basketball, soccer, hockey.
Damn, girl.
But softball.
And softball is your jam?
I grew up Southern California, so I played travel ball.
Ooh.
So like club. So it was like 3 games every single weekend.
Damn.
To get like a month out of the year off. Yeah, I played a lot of ball.
That's awesome.
It's like, don't mess with her.
Yeah.
She will peg you with a
fastball.
Yeah, she will peg you from far away. Interrupting other people isn't how classy ladies act. The thing is, like, especially me.
Yeah.
Like us right now.
Yeah, I know. Interrupting anybody is not. Yeah.
It's not.
Is not a nice thing to do.
Polite, but at least like with a group of like us, we understand that we are creative minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think the people, like my roommate Tahiti and stuff, we understand how our minds work and that we're creative and that when we pop something up, what we think is great, we're going to
burst out
and say it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not out of, I don't respect what you have to say, but it's like, I know I'm going to forget this if I don't let it out, which is like, I met this guy like a year ago and he was perfect guy, like super nerd, treated me like a queen, like just super great to me. And like, you know, he's really cute. But he would not shut the hell up. So I could never get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't even interrupt. Like, I couldn't even like, or when I would interrupt or be able to like give my input of something we were talking about 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, he'd then go on another tangent
just
on what I just said.
I'm
like, so it's like, I like the people you can sit there and interrupt, like have a conversation for like 3 hours and go back to the first thing you were talking about, like 2 hours into that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, remember we were talking about earlier about this. Okay, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of fun to have those people in your life. A true lady doesn't discuss her sex life.
Bull.
Girls don't poop. Stop talking about it. It's like,
serious.
Mean, see, there's some things I don't like to talk about because I just don't. And I don't really talk about it that much. I have to really, really trust you and like you to really talk about it.
I don't talk about it like in,
just
you know, it's not like
people.
I come in with Ryan Castle like, yo, so I was on the
biggest
on the
dump.
Throne. Like, I don't do that. But it's a part of being a human, you know? And it's a part of a healthy system.
Like, I had a female friend, and I was not expecting this from her, but we went out and got some chicken wings the night before, and we got some real spicy ones.
Ooh.
And her boyfriend got the really deadly spicy, and so she ate one.
Uh-huh.
And so the next morning, she sends me a text. She's like, "But what I'm about to tell you is not cute in any way, but I am burning." Like, she was really descriptive.
She had the sting ring.
She had the sting ring. She was real descriptive on what was going on that day. And I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, farts and poop, like, it's all funny to me. I just don't like talking about my own situation.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm talking about it, it's because it's like I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to talk to somebody about it. It's
good.
And then last one, of course, how can you eat so much food? You're a girl.
Oh God, I eat like a dude.
Oh, I love food.
I'm a big eater.
So yeah,
I have like an insatiable appetite. I'm always like, when I finish breakfast, I'm already thinking about what I'm having for lunch.
Like, okay, what's the next meal?
My dad used to make fun of me because I used to watch the Food Channel while I'm eating lunch or whatever, and so then it makes whatever you're
eating
just
makes
not cool, and then you're hungry. You're like, let me make something else. That's what I hate about going grocery shopping, is that like I'll make food and I'll have a nice meal, and then I'm like, but I have more food in the fridge for once.
Yeah.
Let me make more and eat more, which is good.
Well, I cook, like I was saying, I cook dinner in the morning a lot, and I'll like package it up for Brad when he gets home that night, and then I take some to work. But half the time I end up like eating half of what I made in the morning. So I'm like eating like potatoes at 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, these are so good. You're amazing, Taryn. You're the best cook ever. That's what I tell myself.
Every morning.
It's not true.
But before we go, it is one thing we haven't actually covered this week is Halloween is this weekend.
Yes!
I was curious what you guys are going to dress up as.
Well, Brad and I already debuted our costume on Saturday night for our Halloween party, and so we're doing it again this Saturday night. But we were, and I'm sorry if this offends anyone, but sorry, there are pregnant nuns out there for Halloween, so don't judge me. We are being Steve Sarkisian and a bottle of Patron.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're not aware, Steve Sarkisian was at one point the head coach of UW. He recently went to USC and just was fired for his abuse of alcohol. Now, I want you to also know that my boyfriend is a sober man, so he's dressing up as sober Steve Sarkisian, and I'm the bottle that destroyed his career, which is horrible. I know it's horrible. Yeah. I'm a terrible person, but that's just
how we
roll.
I mean, there's a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. There's some terrible costumes out there. Kiara. There are people that do blackface, all right? Like, that's
I just saw one where it was like a teacher did a Kanye West blackface on Facebook. I was like, oh, God.
Don't go there.
Kiana, what are you dressing up as?
I have no idea yet. I'm actually going down to LA on Thursday, and I'm coming back Saturday evening.
Oh.
So I have no
idea. Gotta get a costume for the plane.
I know. Should I dress up?
That would be really funny if everybody on the plane was dressed in costume. I would love that.
I don't want to walk through LAX dressed up.
What about you, Vic?
I'm going to be, if you've seen Wreck-It Ralph, the movie.
Yes.
I'm going to be Vanellope. Yep.
Oh! That movie, you let me borrow that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
It's like, so you mean like the royal wee? Yeah, freakishly big hands. Like, I've been practicing.
She's so cute. That movie's awesome.
I'm actually, after this recording, I'm going to go to Target and buy the rest of my buy the equipment to make the rest of my costume. I need to do the tights.
Perfect.
And the hair stuff.
I love it. Well, happy Halloween to everyone.
Yes. Happy Halloween. Let us know what you guys do. And we'll talk to you guys later. Mm-hmm. It was great hanging out with all you ladies.
We love you. And thank you to all of our broadcast listeners.
Yes, thank you.
We enjoy you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right.